We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program for you here. We have Mr. Ben Socek, my friend and owner of Home Downsizing Solutions, in studio. And we're going to talk all about selling your house for cash in an as-is basis, some examples of when that might make sense. And you're going to want to hear this because this may be an excellent solution for your situation. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good day, Steve. Thanks for having me. And again, hopefully I can relay some great information for the listeners here today.
Excellent. I know you will. I know you will. And for our listeners, you can visit Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions. It's spelled just like it sounds, homedownsizingsolutions.com, or you can call 855-291-5005 anywhere in the country, and Ben will be able to help you out. And so, Ben, let's talk about Home Downsizing Solutions and the service that you offer.
Absolutely, Steve. For literally over 25 years at this point, I've been a home buyer, a cash home buyer, for lack of other terms, that we purchase houses direct from sellers that want an easier, less stress, less hassle way to sell a house. And typically that entails a house that maybe needs updates or repairs, maybe some deferred maintenance issues, things like that. And sometimes not. Sometimes the people that we've worked with, again, just they don't want to get a house show ready. They don't want to have strangers in their house. They just want to be able to say, here's the house, and we're gone. Or can you give us 30 or 60 days to make that transition to a new home or apartment community? And because of the ease of being able to do that, because of the flexibility that we can offer sellers, that all of those things are benefits that if a seller finds value in those benefits, that's who we can help.
So that sounds good. So you can sell your house as is for cash, and we'll talk about that process and how long that might take. I know that you can turn these around fairly quickly, but without the hassle of showing your house. First of all, that's huge to me. The last time I sold a house, oh Lord, that was like 17 years ago. And now the kids were little at that point. Now they're big and they have like beards and stuff. It's weird, but they were little. And so I'd get a call from a realtor. Hey, we're about 15 minutes out. Can you have your house ready to go? And oh, by the way, can you leave? And I'm like, oh my gosh, but we needed to sell the house. And so we did backflips and we kept the place pretty tidy anyway, but with all these kids running around, including triplet boys, that was just this ongoing challenge. But we got it ready to go. We threw all the kids in the van and we got out of there, and then we'd have to hang out for like an hour and we'd come back. And so selling your house as is for cash without dealing with that. Okay, deal. Another one that kind of freaks me out, having strangers in your house. I didn't like that. And sometimes it wasn't just one or two. It was like multiple people. And I'm like, what are all those people doing? Ew, they're in my house. They're walking through my bedroom and they're in my closet. That I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I know it's part of the deal, but it felt like an invasion of privacy. I didn't like it.
And I certainly am not here to scare anybody or frighten anybody,
sure.
But certainly the people, there's been some people that we've worked with that was a huge deal. And I agree, to me, it can be very intrusive.
Yeah.
And unless the agents that are bringing buyers into your house are doing a good job of pre-screening them, of making sure that they can even financially afford to buy or are qualified to buy your house, you really don't know why they're there.
Well,
they could be there for ulterior motives. You just don't know. You hope not, obviously. And,
sure.
And most agents will do a good job and pre-screen people for making sure that only people in your house that can actually buy the house. But you just don't know. And so that is a concern for a lot of people.
Yeah. And so we're running around. We're taking valuables. We're kind of trying to tuck them away or put them away or take them with us. That was tough. So, A, the hassle of showing the house. B, having strangers in your house. I really hate that, frankly. And then not having to pay for the cost of repairs or updates. So let's say you're a family. And your mom is, it could be your dad, a parent or a loved one. It could be any loved one. They're declining. And let's say they're going to need to move to assisted living, for example. And that this is a very common situation. So you have their house and they've lived in it for maybe 30 years. Well, guaranteed. There's a high chance that you're going to need to make some updates and probably some repairs as well.
Correct. The last 12 to 24 months has kind of spoiled sellers, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
With the market was similar back in 2006, 2007, when houses were in such demand from buyers that a seller maybe didn't have to do all the updates that needed to be done in a typical market. Buyers just wanted to be able to buy the house. Or buy a house and would worry about the updates or some of the niceties later on. But in a typical market, what I've seen is if buyers are fickle.
Yeah.
Typically, anyway. They see, especially with all the DIY shows that are on TV these days, they see the nice granite kitchen countertops, the brand new kitchens, and the updated bathrooms. And of course, kitchens and bathrooms are what sell houses.
And that's also a really expensive part of the house.
Those are the expensive parts too, exactly.
Yeah.
But if a person, and it's hard to tell a seller that, the non-solid surface countertops just are not what people desire these days.
Yeah.
And that a buyer will take that into account if you don't have an updated kitchen countertops and all those nice things that a lot of buyers want, especially in an average or especially down market, is what I've seen is buyers will just move on. If you don't have what they're looking for, they'll just move on to the next house. And that's very common in a usual market. So one thing that we haven't seen for a while that we saw, especially in 2009 through about 2014-15, is the number of listings that actually expired or were canceled. There hasn't been much of that the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But that is a reality is, how many houses in your market actually just don't sell that they've tried to sell. Just my personal opinion, I think we might be seeing some of that again.
Well, and you mentioned, you caught me off guard there with what a parallel. You said 2006, 2007, you could charge $30,000 over really what you should probably be getting out of that house, not having to replace a thing. And people were like throwing money at your doorstep, competing to buy that house. And we kind of just got done with all of that, right? The last, couple of years or so. But now interest rates are what?
Long-term interest rates are 7% or just above, typically, for a standard 30-year mortgage.
And it's probably – we have like another three-quarter point coming?
I think the Fed has indicated, from what I've read, at least 1 to 1.5 points that they're going to increase yet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So I don't think we've seen the end of that.
We're nowhere close to it then. Yeah,
I don't think so. But again, that's just my opinion, and take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, you've been in the business for 25 years. I think it's worth a lot. So so you have – we just came out of a smoking hot market – okay, we're going into what I think is going to be a downturn. So what happened in 2008? The bubble burst, so to speak.
The bubble burst, and obviously went to, you know, from a great market to a market that was really terrible for sellers. And again, if people didn't have a great looking product, a great looking house that had all the updates in and was priced very competitively, you had a good chance of it just not selling.
Yeah. And so in that, if that's the situation that you may find yourself in, okay, I'm telling you, you need to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions and just talk to Ben and see if this is an option that makes sense for you. It very well may be an excellent option for you. Visit Ben at HomeDownsizingSolutions.com or give him a call at 855-291-5005. And now this Senior Care Live question of the week. The best time to sell your house is A, in the spring, B, in the summer, C, in the fall, or D, it depends. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best time to sell your house is A, in the spring, B, in the summer, C, in the fall, or D, it depends. And the answer is D, it depends. And Ben, why is it answer D, it depends?
That is a very good question, and something that I get asked quite often, and I think probably a lot of traditional realtors get asked that question too, of when should I sell the house? And of course, here in the Midwest, it's different, I think, probably in other geographical areas. But the one train of thought is it's the best time to sell in the springtime and early summer, when the families, the kids are getting out of school, mm-hmm. so they have the time to look for a house and make that move before school starts again. The other side of that coin is that the thought is in the wintertime, there's not near as many houses on the market. So if you put your house on the market in the wintertime, mm-hmm. you might have less competition as far as other houses.
Oh, that's a good point.
For buyers to pick from, that the buyers that are in the market, you might have a leg up because you're one of the few or fewer homes that are on the market at that mm-hmm. time. And so there is that trade-off. Again, we're kind of in a different type of market now
yeah.
than traditionally, and certainly have been the last 2 years, where it hasn't really made any difference when you put the house on the market. There's a huge demand. But those are the traditional, typical thoughts behind when to put a house on the market.
Right, but it actually, the reason it's D is because it really depends, and everyone's situation is different. So yes. if you're 82 and you've lived in your house for 30 years, you're not worried about, you're not timing school and that sort of thing. Maybe
Correct.
You're going to time it wanting to maybe potentially, you know, sell it to someone who wants to buy it for school, but it's not in the forethought of your mind at that point. Mom's 82. We came home for the holidays mm-hmm. and kind of had some realizations and some heart-to-heart talks, and mom's going to need to move to assisted living. And now, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with this house?
Correct. So for certain situations, like you just mentioned, the situation is going to drive yep. when you choose to sell or when you need to sell a house, maybe more so than when you would choose to sell a house. We helped one individual that a ground floor apartment came up that accepted pets. And so...
Ooh, that's worth just about gold, I think.
Those were very, very big driving factors for this lady that she said, okay, I've been accepted, my name's up, and we have a ground unit department that accepts pets. That's exactly what I'm looking for in the part of town that I'm looking for, in the community that I'm looking for. And therefore, how quick can you buy my house? And so in that situation, yeah, we literally bought the house in 3 or 4 days from when we first met her.
Okay.
And then, of course, gave her, I think, 30 or 60 days to have all her stuff transition to her new apartment. So she wasn't forced, you know, just to move in 3 days. It was a very more relaxed as far as what her schedule needed. Well, for that.
That's a good point, because there's always some timing. So mm-hmm. I actually did happen to sell my house in January and then move very end of January, first part of February. But then there was some timing. I kind of freaked out because our new house was not quite ready yet. Mm-hmm. And it was a new build. So I had to kind of kick those guys in the seat. And guess what? Our timing was off by about a week. So then I had to put all my stuff in storage, a whole house full of stuff.
For 1 week.
For a week. So we did the pods thing and all that stuff, right? And then we stayed with my mom, but she lived out of town. It was a mess. Mm-hmm. The timing was not good. But you have to have the timing. So what you just said was that you would allow your clients if needed. So you closed in 3 or 4 days for this lady, but then she still stayed there for a period of time after that, so that she could nicely and easily and conveniently transition to her new apartment home.
Correct. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits that people have really liked for years that we've offered this to individuals. And it doesn't work every time, but for most situations, we've been able to accommodate that. Again, with senior living communities, there's numerous times where they're going in after the previous tenant, after the previous person was in one of the units, and going in and updating or painting or doing some work. And sometimes they just don't know when that time's going to be, that it's going to be available, whether it's this week or next week or in 30 days. And so if the person that's been, that wants to sell a house and wants to move into the community, knows they want to get there, they just don't know when. It's very difficult for anyone to move twice or to move out, be kind of forced out of their house. And okay, now what do I do for whether it's 2 weeks or 60 days? But with us, we can accommodate that. So to some people, that is a great benefit.
That is huge. We're speaking with Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. You can sell your house as is, for cash, without the hassle of all of the showings, without having strangers walking around your house and in your bedroom and your closets and that just, ooh, and without paying for the high cost of repairs or updates. If this is resonating with you and you're like, you know what, I need to reach out to Ben, and I want to check that out and see if this might be a good solution for our situation, you can give Ben a call at 855-291-5005. You can also visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, I understand that you're working on a workbook.
Correct. Of course, I have the Home Downsizing Secrets book, that the new version that I've had out for about a year at this point.
Okay.
And the one thing that I've noticed, though, and if any of the listeners have any feedback for me, I'd love to hear any feedback. But I'm working on a workbook or planner that might provide a little bit more specific guidance or specific resources for a person that wants, they know they want to sell a house and transition into some type of senior living, but I get the comment, I have no way, or I just don't know where to start.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to figure out to produce a better resource to help individuals. And so if anybody has any ideas for that, or they'd like a copy of my book that is out already, just contact our office, and we'd be happy to send that to you, or any ideas for the workbook. I'd love to hear any feedback.
Okay. And how much is the book, Home Downsizing Secrets? What's the cost on that?
Whether they go to the website, it's just shipping and handling.
Okay.
Or if they call me, I'd be happy to send that out free of charge for them.
Okay. All right. So you could reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, and just request your book, Home Downsizing Secrets, 100% free of charge. just for Senior Care Live listeners. I would take Ben up on that generous offer. This is an excellent book. I've looked through that, and there's a lot of really good information in there. HomeDownsizingSecrets.com. You could also go to Home Downsizing Solutions for all of the services that Ben offers. Or you could just pick up the phone and give him a call at 855-291-5005. And Ben, the time always flies when you're in studio with me here. So I really appreciate you being here today and providing all the great services that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to your listeners, Steve. And if I can assist, please let me know.
All right. And Ben is a veteran. Happy belated Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll say that I'm working with a huge national organization, and the distribution of the Senior Care Live podcast is about to go into turbocharge. So I'm really, really excited about that. And I think we're going to have a lot more listeners of the podcast coming up. So anyway, I just thought I'd share a little behind the scenes with you. So, all right. And then I've been asked a few times here lately about my background and how did I ever come up with the idea of starting Senior Care Consulting? And as you may or may not know, Senior Care Consulting is my firm. I've had it for a really long time. And simply put, we help families and individuals find the right senior care community for an elderly or aging loved one. That could be at any level: independent living, assisted living, long-term care. Many times we do need the memory care component immediately, or maybe we'll just want it available for a future use or future need. Sometimes, in fact, more and more, I would say I'm working with families and couples, a married couple. I'm actually working with the married couple right now, and they live in a very nice home, but they're going to start to need some care provided to them here probably in about the next 6 to 12 months. So they're being proactive, super, super smart. And we're going to go out and we're looking at continuing care retirement communities. And so I help a lot of folks do that as well. So that's an independent living apartment or villa or duplexes, et cetera. So independent living, and then it's connected to assisted living and also connected to long-term care. So it's kind of an all of the above. So simply put, I like to say, Senior Care Consulting, know your options and choose with care. And let me just say very succinctly that Senior Care Consulting is a placement service with integrity. And you'll probably start hearing me refer to that many times here now going forward, but this is a placement service with integrity. This is not, I repeat, not one of these free referral services that get kickbacks from the very places they recommend. That's a gross conflict of interest. I do business ethically, okay? So I'm not going to get all into that today, but I work direct. The Senior Care Consulting represents our clients directly, just like an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that would help someone through a process and work in their best interest and work for them for a fee for service. So it's the same type of model as that. It's a fiduciary approach. It's completely objective. And that's just the way I think this should be. And that's how I have operated Senior Care Consulting from day one. We've never received a single penny from any provider. We get along with everybody. We work with everyone. Very professional. We're an excellent referral source for all of these senior care communities. Trust me, they love us. What it does, we come in with one of our clients and they choose that particular place, that's free of charge. They have zero cost invested in that referral and in that inquiry, and then now moving in that new resident. So they love us. So this is just an excellent opportunity. I have huge plans. I have huge announcements that will be forthcoming probably after the first of the year as far as expanding senior care consulting. I'll just throw that out as a giant teaser. How about that? We'll get to more about that later. But senior care consulting started just with my own personal experience with my own grandparents. So all throughout my adult career, in college and then moving forward, I accidentally got into a business of delivering, and not accidentally, I was a broke college kid. I needed a part-time job. I applied with a local medical equipment and supply company. And they said, hey, whenever you get out of college, you drive the van, you drive it all over town, and you deliver equipment and supplies to our customers. And would you be interested in that? And I said, what are the hours? And they said, whenever you get out of school, we close at 5 o'clock, no evenings, no weekends. And I'm like, I'm interested. So I'm like, woo. That's perfect, right? So I went in and interviewed. They hired me on the spot. I guess they liked me. And literally that day, no uniform, no training, no nothing. I'm driving a van around delivering stuff. So I would deliver equipment and supplies to elderly individuals in their homes, apartments, assisted living and facilities, and sometimes to long-term care communities, also known as a nursing home. And I would also deliver to hospitals and some other more kind of institutional type deliveries. But every time they met me at the door with a smile, they were always happy to see me. I would come in, and back then, I weighed a little bit less than I did now. I was kind of skinny back then. But the ladies were always trying to fatten me up and like, oh, honey, you need some cookies and it's hot outside. Here's some iced tea. And the men were, they would always give me fishing tips and suggestions. And it was like visiting my grandparents several times per day. And I'll tell you what, I wasn't looking for that. I was just a college kid signing up for a part-time job. But I fell in love with serving seniors. That is the absolute truth. And I was kind of surprised by that. I thought, you know what? I really like this. In fact, I love this. And so that was the very beginning of my journey in working in the business of senior care. I have been the general manager of a medical equipment and supply company. I was hired by a joint venture, because I was kind of in the middle of the two giant owners. But I started a business that offered private duty nursing on an hourly basis, from companion sitters all the way up to high-tech RN, doing home TPN and home ventilation. Okay, and everything in between. So that was that component. And then in the business that I started for the joint venture, it also had the home medical equipment and supply part, including oxygen. And then it also included, and this was back in the day, really cutting edge stuff way before its time, home IV therapy. I hired the best IV nurse in the region, maybe in the country. And so back in 1987, 1988, we were doing home neonatal IV antibiotics. How about that? To get these little guys and gals out of the hospital, let them finish up their IVs at home, be home with their new mom. And that was I love that. I've also been in a regional and then a national level working in business development, sales, marketing, and administration with national, again, regional and nationally for long-term care communities, assisted living communities, memory care communities. I have owned, or I didn't own, but I did operate a Medicare-certified home health agency. So I've just been around the business of serving seniors on the business side. I'm not a clinical, right? I'm on the business side of things for how many? Oh, my gosh. I need to add it up. Probably well over 35 years, probably about 37, 38 years. And I've enjoyed every bit of it. And then something happened. My grandparents, I'll just give you the short version. You know, my grandmother fell. It was a really bad fall. And all of a sudden, and she was the caregiver for my grandpa who had dementia. They were living at home, 87 and 88 years old. And all of a sudden, just in the blink of an eye, with that one fall, unexpected, it was just an accident, they needed assisted living at that time. So I had to go out and find an assisted living community. And with the process that I felt like I should use in approaching this, I felt like I'm not going to go out and just look at a bunch of places and guess. I've been an administrator of nursing homes, assisted living facilities, et cetera. So when I went out, I was actually there to check them out and interview them. And I had a lot of questions. And depending on how you answered that question and the information I received, I may or may not trust you to care for my grandparents. So anyway, I went, and it wasn't an adversary. I'm gathering a lot of information. So I made an informed decision. I helped my grandparents find a great place, and it ended up being an excellent decision. They got great care there for the rest of their life, both of them. And so that led to me starting Senior Care Consulting to help other families and individuals through that search and selection process. And so coming up next, I'm going to finish that thought, and then I'm going to share with you the top four reasons to consider moving from your home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So again, I went out, I interviewed a number of places, and I made an informed decision based on objective information. So when it's your own grandparents or your own loved ones, you're so close to them, it's really hard to be objective, isn't it? I mean, it's really hard. And not making an emotionally driven decision. But I tried my very best to be as objective as I could possibly be, and I did make an informed decision, and it was a great decision. They did receive excellent care. They were able to live there for the next couple of years of their lives, and then they both ended up passing away within about 10 days of each other, which was terrible. But I'll tell you, they were 90 and 91. Almost all of their days, my grandparents were happy and healthy. And I'll tell you what, that's a life well lived, really and truly. But when you go through something like that, it just changes you as a person. And I thought, I wonder if I could help other families and other people in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. And so again, that's how that was that thought, and frankly, a whole lot of prayer. What that was the beginning of Senior Care Consulting. And again, SeniorCareConsulting.com. We help families and individuals. We help you get it right. First of all, we help you determine exactly what you need, answering the questions, what level of care do we need, what type of care, payment methods, location, and personal preferences and needs. We conduct a proprietary and very thorough geriatric care assessment to determine all of that. We research the market, identify our top providers. We go out into the market with you to these places, and we do exactly what I did for my grandparents many years ago. We take a tour, we walk through, we see everything that we need to see, and then while we're there, I ask a lot of questions. I gather a lot of information on behalf of my client, but my client's sitting right there with me, so I'm taking them through a very steep learning curve, right? And we're in and out of each place in about an hour. So this just takes a few hours of my client's time, saving them dozens and dozens of hours. Over all these years, people have reported spending 50 to 100 hours running around looking at all these places, trying to get it right. They're trying to do their homework. My clients are done in literally a few hours. Before 1 o'clock on a particular day, boom, we're done. So it's a tremendous time saver. But the most important part is the output of the whole process. I call it a summary report, and it includes every question asked, every piece of information discovered. I calculate exact staffing ratios. I report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. There is a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs, and now you're in the best position possible to make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That's what the whole program is about. SeniorCareConsulting.com, 913-945-2800. And now, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community? Clearly, the most frequently asked question I've had over all of these years, number one, if there's a safety issue. So we're going to have a lot of families gathering over the holidays here. We have Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all everything coming up, right? And so a lot of people are going to be coming in. They haven't been around their elderly loved one for a little while, and you may be caught off guard. I hope you're not, but this is super common. You're like, oh boy, we didn't catch that over the phone, or we didn't really realize that you can't see it over Zoom, but mom's really, really declined. Her dad is not doing nearly as well as we thought. And so you catch things, right? So look for safety issues, leaving the stovetop burners on, wandering away from your home. You can't find your way back home. That would trigger a silver alert, which are becoming, unfortunately, more and more common. Look for signs of malnutrition or dehydration. Unfortunately, that's pretty common. Unsanitary living conditions, just due to the inability to keep things up. Injuries at home, frequent falls, more and more frequent hospitalizations. This one flies under the radar of a safety issue, but it is a major safety issue. Not taking your medications on time, or maybe not even taking them at all. Okay, and then another one, which is another whole subject matter, and I'm going to have some experts in studio sometime soon to talk about it, elder financial abuse. You would be shocked at all the stories I've heard, and I'm not going to go down that road because then my blood pressure will go up and I'll start yelling into the microphone. But look, be on the lookout for these things. Okay. So the number one reason to consider, at least have that conversation of consider moving from your home to a senior care community, is when it's no longer safe to live at home. Number two, and I would call this a close number two, maybe even a 1A, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. The most common example of that is you have one elderly spouse caring for another elderly spouse. Now they're starting to not be able to keep up. So we're looking for, as far as health and well-being declining, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course, your physical health. And so the caregivers, what do? We place our own needs second. We put them on the back burner. We skip our doctor's appointments, our dentist appointments. We start bowing out of social events like, donuts, with the guys every Friday morning at the local donut shop, book club for the ladies, whatever it is. We stop going to church and other social type of gatherings where we're around other people. And this slow withdrawal, this is very, very detrimental. Stress is a very powerful force. All I'll say on that today is, unfortunately, I have seen way too many times where the caregiver has passed away before the person they're caring for because they've been crushed by the stress of caregiving. So if you see the caregiver's health and well-being in decline, that should raise the flag. That should set off the bell and the alerts, and you should be talking about considering moving from home to a senior care community. Number three, if it's a financially driven issue. So I'm a huge fan of home care. You know that if you've listened to the show for any length of time. But if home care rises to the point of requiring in-home assistance 24 hours a day, look, that's getting really, really expensive. Now, we're somewhere between $15,000 would be a bargain today because of the skyrocketing costs. Okay, so $15,000 to $25,000 a month. It doesn't matter how much money you have, that's expensive. But if you can pay that, it's a fantastic way to stay home. If you can't, maybe you need to consider moving to a senior care community for maybe $6,000 to $8,000 per month. It's still a lot of money, but maybe that's more affordable. And then last but not least, if the care that you're providing is not enough, why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager or care advocate, meaning together with Senior Care Consulting, we could go out and find a great place, a great care provider, get them moved in, and then you can revert more back to your role of the loving spouse, son, daughter, in my case, grandson, right? And then instead of providing the care, you're managing the care and you're making sure that your loved one gets every single thing that they need and they deserve. Okay, if that is resonating with you, reach out to me at seniorcareconsulting.com or call 913-945-2800, and we'll have a visit about that. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.